To the US now, and San Francisco is set to file the nation's first government lawsuit against manufacturers of ultra-processed food. The city is accusing them of profiting, whilst burdening governments with the cost of treating diseases linked to these products. For the latest, here's our North America business correspondent, Michelle Fleury.
These days, ultra-processed foods are everywhere, from chicken nuggets to fizzy drinks, even granola bars marked as healthy. But now, in a first of its kind, 10 major food and drink companies are being sued over ultra-processed food. Among them, Kellogg, General Mills, Nestle, Mars, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Kraft, Heinz, ConAgra, and Mondelez. San Francisco City Attorney David Chu accused them of using big tobacco tactics, making products addictive and harmful while raking in profits.
Our case is about companies who designed food to be harmful and addictive and marketed their products to maximize profits. Like the tobacco industry, they knew their products make people very sick, but hid the truth from the public, profited from untold billions, and left Americans to deal with the consequences.
The lawsuit, filed on behalf of the state of California, argues that Americans and states are paying billions in dollars in healthcare costs linked to ultra-processed foods, which now make up 70% of the U.S. food supply. However, in a statement, the Consumer Brands Association, a trade group which represents many of the companies, said there is currently no agreed-upon scientific definition of ultra-processed foods and that demonizing this kind of food misleads consumers. Still, in a rare twist, this issue is uniting San Francisco liberals with the Trump administration in trying to curb these foods as part of its Make America Healthy Again mantra.